Dara here, in the junior final once again. You were defeated last year by Muff. You're back in it, you're playing there at Kenny Gales this year. How's it going to go?
Aye, well, first of all, we're back where we wanted to be. There's a lot of hurt from last year. A couple of years before that as well. I think this is three finals in the last 4 years. We know where we're at now, and we know what we have to do as well.
Yeah. You had a good semi-final victory over St Mary's Convoy. You were well up. They came back at you strongly. Was it a nervous finish?
I suppose it might have been nervous for people watching. We did expect Convoy to come with everything they had. You know, it's championship football and they threw everything at us. Thankfully, we got a little bit of control right towards the end of the game again. Kept the heads, kept the ball and worked a couple of scores, you know, which was pleasing. It's probably a good thing overall to come through a tight semi-final. I know Gales went all the way to extra time too, and they'll be thinking the exact same. So hopefully it sets both teams up well for a good final.
Yeah, you were in Division 2 this year. You had a good campaign, stayed up quite comfortably. Has that helped the team?
Och, you would hope so. You know, it was a great experience to play at that higher level in the league. Although the league does seem a long time ago now, you would hope that good habits built up during the league, we maintain those and drive on standards, you know. And hopefully we see that now on the pitch and we put on a full 60-minute performance is what we're aiming for.
Yeah. So the championship, you know, you had a tight game against Niamh Walton. You had a tight enough game against Letterkenny Gales as well. Do you feel you're battled hard enough here?
Aye, it's been tough. Really tough game the last day too against Convoy. And absolutely. I think that we've been tested. Every day we go out, you know, it's championship football and no team's going to lie down. And we've another big challenge coming up in the final. Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose, obviously, when you mentioned Karen Donagh, I have to ask about Conor Donnell. He had such a good year for the Donegal team. How has he integrated back into Cairn?
Oh, listen, it's obviously an easy thing to bring a player of Conor's quality back in. And Conor's, it's great watching him for Donegal, but it's even better to get him back for us then. Obviously, other teams are very well aware of it too. And he's been getting a wee bit of treatment, I suppose, off the ball, which you'd hope now with linesmen and extra officials at this game in the final that, you know, that he can get a fair shot at it as well. And yeah, it'd be great to get over the line for Conor as well after, you know, with All Ireland and the disappointment there.
Yeah, so he's going to be a marked man in the final, and Ronan Freyan and Conor McBrearty are leading the charge for Letterkenny Gales, so I'm guessing you're going to have a plan for them too.
Oh, you need to have a plan, and Gales have other scoring forwards as well, you know, and they've threats from deep, but we're well aware of those threats, you know, from the final before. Both those lads played in the final. Freyan got man of the match as well. He's an excellent player, and he'll need some watching, yeah.
Yeah. So is this Karen Donagh's time to land the junior and get up to intermediate football?
Listen, there's a lot of hurt there from the last few years. We've worked really hard to get back here and we really want to give a good account of ourselves now and see where that takes us. But all going well, it's a third time lucky.